Welcome back to another special episode of Maniacal Music Musings. I'm your host, Jeremy, and I'm the leader of the pack here in this jungle land. Wouldn't it be nice if we all had a lust for life like me?
Wait.
It's just crazy how I put a spell on you with my love supreme, like I so give. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Though, we gotta get things moving here tonight, because I see some ladies here tonight who should be having my baby. Talking to you, Jamie. And, well, what can I say? My co-host, though. Holy fuck! You may want to walk on by when you see him under the bridge getting that homeless California love. He don't want no scrubs because he's the biggest scrub there is. He has those night moves with when him and Johanna are hunting those rock lobsters. Every breath you take, you'll hear him behind you whispering in your ear, "I want to be your dog." He's crazy, folks, as he cries the tears of a clown, Chancey motherfucking Greif.
Hi. Oh, thank God. I was like, where the fuck did Aaron go? Why have we lost Aaron?
I've returned.
He's returned.
I signed into StreamYard and it boned me.
You're like the M-cubed Jesus.
He's Jesus. He's a vampire? What the fuck? How'd he get so lucky? But, yes, folks, we are back once again to do the next part in the ultimate immortal Rolling Stones top 500 songs bracket. That's right. We're on part 6 tonight, folks, and shit's just getting harder and harder and harder, giggity. We're going through the songs ranked 330 and 2... Exactly. We're going through the songs ranked 330 and 297 tonight. That's right. We are just putting the tip into the 200s. In about 4 or 5 more parts, we're putting the tip in the 100s. And that from there, just gets all sorts of fuckery. So, let's get balls this show started. That's a good 6 months from now, but yes. And... ladies and gentlemen, introducing first, of course, A.A. Ron Lekinja from Yaha Podcast.
I'd like to, I'll describe myself as balls deep into the hundos then. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, and nice to see you watching, Amanda. I can't wait to hear some of the commentary on this. And also with us, folks, tonight, Chancey's better half. She may be invisible right now, but we have girl Casey here tonight as well.
Hi.
Hello, disembodied voice.
Hi, girl Casey.
I don't want to know why we can't see her, Chancey. I'm assuming it's something to do with you, but we'll move on from that. And returning back to the Rolling Stone bracket for the first time in several months, we have the mouthy bastard, Mrs. Jamie motherfucking Full of Sparks from Bracket Bastards Podcast.
I like how you say several months and it's only been a couple weeks, but thank you.
Yeah, the mouthy
bastard. It's been a couple months, and perfect timing here, because next up, returning from last month, a new regular, my Harlequin, to my Mr. J from the Asylum Podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Perfect timing. And last, but certainly not freaking least, Mr. Casey Box of An Evening at the Movies and Literature Reapers Podcast, and I Did Not Make These Rankings Podcast Network. And holy fuck, that's a mouthful. That's a mouthful like always. Jesus. And that's what she said for sure, Casey.
So you're out of alphabetical order, right?
No, she's right. You're right. I was there. That's there. All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Sure thing.
Alphabet is hard for him.
Amazing. Hey, analytically,
look what I'm drinking. Things.
Crown
Royal.
And I'm mix it with lemonade, and it's dangerous.
Did it come in a little velvet bag?
Yeah, it did, and it's a really pretty purple velvet.
Show
bag.
Me your sack.
Oh, that means I have to get up.
I'll get
later.
It.
Well, Amanda, if you're laying in bed with a broken ankle and there's nothing else to do, Where the fuck's George? I mean, he's missing a good situation. He's not taking advantage of a situation here. He should be taking advantage of, for God's sake. But
I mean, he is at work.
Nice, nice.
It doesn't show it. It's prettier in real life.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they all say. But and
probably
folks
about you, yeah, probably.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you think I look better? Thank you. Probably. Injured as fuck. Oh shit! I mean, no, that sucks. Injured. That sucks, Amanda.
You fuck.
That's kind of my fault, guys. I kind of put a gypsy curse on her. I didn't mean to.
Yes, he did. Hashtag tune into last week's episode of An Evening at the Movies because
I did it again.
He put a gypsy curse on her, and I started the process.
Because they're on the anniversary show, she's like, "Oh, I'm getting ready to go to da da da." So we started making bets on like injuries and shit. Oh, and just before we started making bets on bruises, I was going to go, I'll bet she breaks her ankle.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh my God.
You've done that to like three of my friends. He's like, I hope you break your pinky toe. And she got her freaking shin.
Dude, you have to manifest better things than that.
In two places, by the way.
Use your powers. Jesus Christ. Good, man.
How do you break your ankle in two places? That's what I want to know.
Gracefully.
That's what I want. Oh. Didn't know that was down there, even. Good to know. Well, hi, folks. Fucking Christ. Oh, duh. That's what fell. Jesus Christ, losing my mind. Okay. Yes. And yes, she fell because it. She fell because it. Truer words, my friend, truer words. But she lost it because of Chansey up there. Yeah, asshole. But. And. Folks, the order we're going to go in is the order you see on screen. Yeah. So we're good to go, and we're going to get this started because this first matchup, I was just saying a few minutes ago before we went live, I fucking hate this first matchup, and it's not going to be a fun one. And, ooh, interesting. Voodoo Doll coming your way, Chansey.
I deserve that.
No.
For fucking putting a gypsy curse on her?
You didn't do shit.
You're doing it to yourself now. Shit. Stop it.
Well, the first matchup is going to get started by AA Ron and fucking no. 25 years apart in this one. It's a genre matchup and I hate this fucking matchup with a passion. And Harvey would want to kill me for this, I think. But it's number 330. Big Papa by Notorious B.I.G. from 94 versus number 312, Walk On by Isaac Hayes from 1969.
That is quite the matchup. But it's not in doubt for me at all. Isaac Hayes, Walk On By. I never realized until today the song's 12 minutes long, but I could listen to it on a fucking loop.
I learned it, but that means that
it's number nine. Walk On By is my number nine. Big Papa's my number 21. That's what you wanted.
Yep. That is what I wanted, but that's fucking low for Big Papa. Rankings. Yes, you did. As always, but girl, Casey, is it Big Papa or Walk On By?
Let's go, Biggie.
Well, that's what Amanda said, too. She said Biggie is always the answer, which is what my wife says as well. And
pop.
Facebook user says Papa, hands down.
You got to pop the mic when you say it.
Oh, I don't have my headset on. I was like,
I can make a raindrop noise by flicking my cheek, but I'm not going to do it because I have to make an ugly face.
Oh, so you look like Chansey? Okay. But Aaron from... Oh, Facebook user is Freddie? I kind of figured. But, and yeah, Aaron from Australia, what up, buddy?
Freddie,
and
you made me watch fucking American Tale. What a shit, all the movie.
Hey, that's a childhood classic for us in that generation. But which way do you want to go, Chansey? Big Papa or Walk On By?
Got a rant coming on the cinema for me, I'll tell you that.
Think about what your vice president wants you to do here, buddy. My I also know what he wants you to.
My vice president would want me to vote with my heart, no matter what I chose.
Damn, Skippy.
Sorry, Aaron. I gotta go with Biggie on this one, man. Well, fucking, I love me some Isaac Hayes and shit.
I mean, he's my number nine. It's not like it's my number one.
I know.
And
I do love him.
Freddie Moses. Aaron Frey says to you, it proves how old you are, hater. And Amanda says, don't you even dare, Aaron. Aaron getting love as always on this show. But Harley,
my wad here. I want to save it for the pod. But
yeah, exactly.
Save your wad. I've got words.
This isn't Bastards. There's no blowing loads in this damn show. But
no. But, I mean, yeah. I don't want to repeat my rant.
Why? Chance is all the time. But Harley, is it going to be Biggie? Is it going to be Biggie Smalls or Isaac Hayes?
It's a teaser. I'm making you tune in.
It's going to be Papa.
Daddy gets a vote. And which way you want to go, Jamie? Is Biggie moving on, or are we going to give another one to Isaac Hayes, a.k.a. Harvandre's doppelganger?
I do really like Isaac Hayes and all, but not compared to Big Papa. Big Papa all the way.
Which means Biggie moves on into the next round. And brings it to me, and I mean, I always loved Big Papa since I was a young boy for many, many reasons. And, I mean, New York represent Biggie Smalls. Fuck West Coast, East Coast all day. And easily, I will say, freaking Hardball. When little boy got shot, man, broke my heart every time. And that was his song. But, so, I mean, I'll give it to Isaac Hayes only because Biggie already got it, because I love to learn this Isaac Hayes song, and to think that man singing that song played Chef is a whole nother fucking thing. So, I mean, voice wise, it makes sense, but like, just
we barely made it 13 minutes for the first Chef animated reference. It. For fuck's sake,
he sang the
theme. I can say, if you didn't say it, I was fixing to, Chancey.
So, what's his name? Roundtree? Richard Roundtree.
Yeah, Richard Roundtree. Chef.
But
he's the black private dick that's the sex machine to all the chicks.
You better ask me a fucking player. I'll fuck you up.
I mean, I had to land you, didn't I?
Oh. Hey. And it fucking Isaac Hayes was Chef, man. He was a chef who made love to all the ladies. Man.
No one understands him but his woman. John Chef.
All right, Big Papa, let's move on to the next one.
Oh, there you go.
Before he makes another goddamn South Park reference.
Oh, well, it could still come, buddy. And the next matchup is going to get started off by the next matchup is going to get started by Girl Casey here. And it's the newest song versus a song that is 43 years younger, or older, I should say. It's number 329. Safara by Bad Bunny from 2020, the newest song on this part of the bracket, versus number 311, Hotel California by the Eagles from 1977.
And I forgot this is a sweet. I have never got into Bad Bunny. I never got into Bad Bunny.
I'm going to say, I swear to God, this is not a sweep. I am going to lose it. Chancey.
Man, I hate the fucking Eagles, man.
That's a good song, brother.
No, it's
oh, see, I don't know movie references.
Harley?
I'm going with Hotel California.
And Jamie?
I've been trying to listen to a little bit more Bad Bunny here and there. For as popular as he is, I've been trying.
Yeah, he dated Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God!
Like, I should know this dude a little better than I don't, I guess. So, I don't mind the song. And I'm going to pick Bad Bunny only because it's not Hotel California. That's overplayed.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I do like that song. It's just they've ruined it. Damn radio.
Yeah.
Well, that brings it down to me, and which means Hotel California is definitely moving the fuck on. But I never listened to Bad Bunny before this fucking playlist, and I do like some elements of the beat in the song, but it's all fucking in Spanish. I can't understand that song completely. I can only stand like bits and pieces of it. So
can I admit that I only knew of Bad Bunny because of wrestling?
I figured.
Too. I remember that. I forgot.
That's
that.
The only way I got to know him was from wrestling.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's how I heard his name, but I never heard any of his music till fucking now. And yeah, the beats are not bad. But I'm not listening to Spanish that long.
I knew him from SNL and from beer commercials. What is it?
Yeah, Corona? It's like the other stuff that he's been promoting through that I've gotten to know him better. So I don't mind him at all.
Well, Casey, which way would you have gone?
For my co-host, who is laying up in bed with an ankle broken in two spots, put the bunny back in the box, because I'm voting for California.
Put the bunny back in the box.
And AA Ron, for dexterity purposes, which way would you have gone?
Well,
I'm pretty sure I know.
Do you?
What's your guess? I'm assuming the Eagles. I mean,
I think I've mentioned on this before that right around 1989, 1990, it's like a switch flipped in my brain, and I hate the fucking Eagles, just like the dude. But before that movie was out, and however, it beats Bad Bunny. It's 31 versus 34. Bad Bunny, my note is, I hated this. The beats, the sounds, all shit.
That's why I fucking love you, man.
Sorry, Mr. Bunny.
Sorry, Mr. Bunny.
Well, that means that Chansey gets to start the next matchup as Biggie Smalls will face the Eagles in round two. But the next matchup, Chansey, is a fucking 24-year difference. And you're going to hate this one, I think. It's number 328, Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers from 91, versus number 310, Light My Fire by The Doors from 67.
Light My Fire.
Jesus. You startled me.
Chanty came quick.
Yeah. Why did you yell? Like,
there was hello, Lisa.
Lisa.
Instant.
Yeah, and no, I fucking hate that song. Hate it.
Chili Peppers.
Under the Bridge. Yeah, fucking get that shit out of here.
Well, Harley, is it Chili Peppers or Doors?
I actually like that song, though, so I'm going to go with Chili Pepper.
And Jamie?
They both annoy me in their own ways, but between the two songs, I actually really like The Doors a hell of a lot better than the Red Hot. That Under the Bridge song, fuck you, Laser 103.3, not my sponsor. They've overplayed that shit so bad. So bad. And well, no shame, Harley. No shame. Yep, that's what she said.
Well, I am 100% going to go with Under the Bridge, because you literally, to enjoy Light My Fire for as long as that song fucking goes on, you'd have to be dropping a lot of fucking acid. So, I mean, Under the Bridge is a freaking amazing song. I love the Chili Peppers, always have, so fucking Under the Bridge is definitely getting my vote. Which ties it up, not for the win, but ties it up. Casey, which way you want to go?
So, I'm going to break the tie. My awesome guest from last night's recording, I will say this. Come on, you Emily, light my fire.
I tried doing that with my birthday anniversary video for you there, buddy. But I don't know if it worked. I wasn't watching. I had shows to do that night. But hey, Aaron, are the Doors moving on, or are you going to give it to the Peppers?
Well, my note for Under the Bridge, I never understood why the sappy ballad was their breakout hit. It became a formula and ruined the band. The Doors, 22 to 33.
Which means the Doors do move on. And girl, Casey, for dexterity purposes, which way would you have gone?
I would have went with Doors, too.
Because you have taken. Yeah.
Wow. So many people talked at once.
That song is good for like freaking 2 minutes. And it's just like, come on, end. Fucking end. But
you're good for less than 2 minutes.
But
actually, the last minute's the best part if you're talking about Light My Fire.
But Harley, you get to start the next matchup off to see who face the Doors in round two.
The intro and the last minute. I should amend that.
Oh, the intro, yeah. But Harley, your matchup is 70s versus 90s. Two African-American powerhouses. It's number 327, Real Love by Mary J. Blige from 92. Versus number 309, Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers from 71.
I'm going to go with Ain't No Sunshine.
No, you dumb fucking cat. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Bad pussy. But, Jamie, which way you want to go? Oh, cute pussy.
Looks like my cat.
I actually like both of these songs. That's not fair. Fuck you, Jeremy.
That's the goal, sweetie.
Real Love by Mary J. Blige, probably because I will jam out to that song and it brings up just so many great memories. Such a great genre back then.
Well, that brings it down to me, and I actually do like Mary J. Blige a lot. I grew up with a sing to her, but Real Love is a great song, it really is, but Bill Withers is one of my favorite fucking artists from the 70s, and Ain't No Sunshine is an amazing fucking song. Depressing as shit, but amazing. And, as we all know, at that one chicken place in Philly where the Big Willie Fresh Prince liked to hang out, that was the only song the jukebox ever played. So, gotta go with Ain't No Sunshine. 100%. For Harvandre and all that. But, Casey, which way would you go? Which way do you want to go, I should say? And Amanda says, fuck this matchup, Bill Withers, baby.
Amanda read my mind. Bill Withers.
And Aaron, is Bill Withers moving on, or are you going to give another one to Mary J. Blige?
For Real Love, first time heard by me. Not bad, but it didn't move me. It's number 32. Ain't No Sunshine. I know. It's number one.
Fuck. Well, that means Bill Withers will move on to face the Doors in the next round. Someone's slamming that door, I think. But, girl, Casey, Ain't No Sunshine or Real Love?
Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't No Sunshine, the damn bloody asshole, right, Chancey? But, Chancey, speaking to you, which way you want to go for dexterity purposes? Today. Well, it's because he has a beautiful face to put on camera, actually, next to him, so he's going to go with it. Camera.
One out of two ain't bad.
Okay.
I want to take this opportunity to say...
Hi, Thomas.
What's up, Thomas? How's it going, buddy? And for my vote, I'm going...
To the shit show.
I'm going with Bill... I'm going to go with Ain't No Sunshine, man. Fuck, that's great, dude. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Fucking beautiful.
I know.
I forgot what the fuck I was going to say, so I'm going to say I know.
Yeah, don't get us kicked off YouTube.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
What do you mean?
Fucking
No,
we can't sing songs.
Copyright
anything. Trust me. No. Trust me. They don't care about karaoke, because otherwise Amanda would have got me banned a long time ago when she was on Brackets a lot. But
no, that's true.
It's the actual playing of music.
They care about radio, actual music playing off Spotify on your phone or something. That's what they care about. But
That's what we got in trouble with the anniversary episode, was because Amanda played the Beatles' Happy Birthday and actually played the music. And it got us freaking blocked.
Well, this one's going to get started off by Jamie, who's there, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And it's, oof.
Hi, Jamie.
It's a 13-year difference in this one. It's number 326, Fortunes for Foxes by Rilo Kiley from 2004 versus number 308, Divorce Song by Liz Phair from 91.
What was the other song?
Portions for Foxes.
Foxes by Rilo Kiley.
Oh, my. I don't give a shit about either one of these, so we're going to go with Portions for Foxes, sure.
Well, I'm actually happy that's the way you went, because and Amanda's happy that she made this list because she loves that song. I really never heard of either of these songs. I mean, I heard Portions for Foxes before I realized once I actually played it. Because I the name I would never have fucking known, but and I never heard of the divorce song or Liz Phair for that matter, but I definitely no. But out of these two songs, I definitely prefer Portions for Foxes. It's definitely a way better song, so that's the way I'm going. But Casey, which way do you want to go? I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, Amanda.
Grey's Anatomy is the shit.
I preferred House at the time. There's going to be one medical show in my freaking watching pleasure.
Okay. My co-host was Portions, whatever the hell the name of the song is.
Portions for Foxes. That's what the song name song is. But yeah. So far, Portions is moving on. Looks like. But Aaron, surprise me. Which way would you have gone, or would you go?
I like Rilo Kiley, but I'd never heard that song before. But it was good. I ranked it 20. Divorce Song from Exile in Guyville by Liz Phair. I love Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones, and I love Exile in Guyville almost as much. And that album is a song-by-song response to the songs on Exile on Main Street from a female point of view. And I ranked it number 7. Love Liz Phair. And looks like she's going down. Sorry.
Maybe. Girl Casey, which way you want to go? Liz Phair or Portions for Foxes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Liz Phair. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Pam.
And Chansey, which way you want to go? You could tie it up for Harley or you can go for Rilo Kiley.
I'm just going to yup it, man. I'm going to yup the fuck out of that one.
Why girl Casey's eyes just twinkle when you said that? But Harley, which way are you gonna go?
Said what?
I laugh every time I hear you call her girl Casey for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why he just doesn't call me Waller. Literally everyone in my life calls me Waller.
Because then you'll be out of alphabetic rotation because I didn't put you as Waller this time. But
girl Casey's funny.
But Harley, you're the tiebreaker between Rilo Kiley and Liz Phair. Which way you want to go?
I'm going with Portions.
Which means Rilo Kiley does move on, though nowhere near as close as I thought it would. And to see who they're going to face, this one gets started off by me. And it's 70s versus 2000s, but fuck. It's number 325, Lust for Life by Iggy Pop from 1977. Or number 307, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley from 2006. And
right, Thomas?
This is not the one of the two Iggy Pop and the Stooges songs I could be happy doesn't move on. So I gotta go with Crazy because I knew that song always, but since it came out, but I never really knew it until Kick Ass, and then when Harvey brought on Bastards in our 2000s music bracket.
You're talking about Crazy? Oh, you must be. No, since you said that. I was going to say, you're talking about Crazy or Lust for Life?
Crazy. Harvey
for like the entire summer that he came out.
Vito is freaking the fuck out on you right now.
I'm literally outsourcing my fucking rant at this point because it's all the way over there.
Vito, shut the fuck up. But
challenge.
But I'm going for Crazy by Gnarls Barkley because I love it and that scene in Kick Ass, and I love that I love that fucking song. It's amazing. Yeah. I've probably heard it more than the other song 1,000 times in stores and shit. And Lust for Life is not the best Iggy Pop song on this fucking part of the bracket or this whole bracket in total. So because he's a lot of fucking songs in this bracket, so I'm fine with Lust for Life moving on if it does. But Gnarls Barkley's getting my vote. What about you, Casey?
No sweeps.
I don't think it will be a sweep regardless. But Aaron, which way you want to go? Even though I'm pretty sure I know.
Instigated itself.
For Crazy, my note is still a banger. It's number 17. Lust for Life's number 12. Hey, man, where'd you get that lotion?
What is it called?
I mean, trust me.
Start cinching once you buy the gimmick about something called love. Yeah, Lust for Life.
Trust me. After watching Sin Nancy today for Aaron, I would rather listen to Iggy. I'd rather listen to Iggy Pop all fucking day than have to hear Sid Vicious sing anything. Fucking Christ! But he had like one good song.
Way, man.
Yeah, oh God, don't even get me started. I have a thing for about him butchering that fucking Sinatra song.
That was actually Gary Oldman, but
Oh, I know, but
he did the same.
He was playing the asshole character, so. Girl, KC, which way you want to go? Lust for Life or Crazy? I mean, I think I know which chance he would pick for you, but.
There you go.
What's that timestamp? Hey, Casey, what's that timestamp saying?
I'll go for the first one.
Lust for Life?
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know them, so I have to choose.
You don't know. Oh, you don't know Crazy by Gnarls Barkley?
I think I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. I want that one.
How do you not know? I just got done on this whole rant about Jeremy. You're not going
to. I'm obviously not listening to you, Vito.
You're also so much younger than me. I always forget about that.
I am a lot younger.
Is there?
Chancy, which way you want to go?
Dude, I'm going with Iggy fucking Pop, dude. I picked them as a fucking bracket. Fucking.
High five.
And high five.
Harley, are you going to tie it up for Jamie, or are you going to give it to Iggy Pop?
I'm going crazy.
Over me? Yeah, I know. No, not that song.
Hey,
that is a good song.
Don't you think your wife should probably be the one going crazy over you?
She does. Why can't it be multiple women?
Oh. Oh, yeah. You just probably shouldn't pay attention to the other multiple woman if you're married.
Do you live in Utah? I thought you lived in
Utah?
Mormons?
I thought he lived in Michigan.
He might be.
He's making a Mormon joke. But I fucking love it. Vito, I fucking love it. But Jamie, you're the tiebreaker. Is it Iggy Pop or Gnarls Barkley moving on?
I have to say this song from Iggy Pop has too much tambourine, so I'm going with Gnarls Barkley. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
You can never have too much tambourine.
Too much tambourine.
No. You can never have too much cowbell. You can have too much tambourine. But that means Rilo Kiley will face Gnarls Barkley in a 2000s matchup in the next round. Which we don't get those often on these. But that means that Casey, you finally get to start off a matchup. And of course you get the fun one. And it's only a 9-year difference. It's 60s versus 70s. It's number 324, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel from 77, versus number 306, Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin from 68.
Ooh. So, I'm blowing my load.
We don't do that here.
Wrong show!
Stupid premise anyways.
Don't tempt me. I will fucking do it right now on camera.
No, you won't.
I can't zoom in that much.
Bottle of red, bottle of white.
Chain of Fools gets a vote.
No, I did not. And, I'm thinking.
I thought you said Chain of Fools.
No, I'm thinking. Weighing my options. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
And Amanda says, please don't.
In that case.
But A.A. Ron, is it Billy Joel or Aretha Franklin?
I have Billy Joel at number 26. And Aretha Franklin, my note is high octane Aretha. She's number 4.
And girl Casey, which way you want to go? It's for Aaron's amusement.
Yeah. Did you get an apartment with deep pile carpets and a couple of paintings from Sears or
Aretha?
Or,
you're thinking of Aretha. Aretha.
No, I'm not. Linking no, the chain. I am not.
You're linking the chain. Can we start calling him Boy Casey, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I do say Boy Casey.
But which way you want to go there, girl Casey?
I already said Jeremy.
The audacity.
I like Billy Joel, but I can't vote for him right now.
And Chansey, is it Scenes from Italian Restaurant or Chain of Fools?
I'm going with fucking Aretha Franklin.
Thank you.
You can't get Aretha
right
here.
Aretha.
Yeah, no.
Stop, you guys. They're being mean.
Baby. I have a deep voice. What? Mean person.
What? Is Vito talking about how Aretha sounds like Aretha?
Okay, but listen. No, it's said, because I accidentally really said that when I answered. And so I was like, oh, fuck. I can't. Nothing can save this.
Just leave it there.
I should.
And hey, Harley, which way you want to go? Why am I saying Haley? What am I, fucking Eminem? But which way?
I'm gonna go
which way? And Aretha Franklin moves the fuck on.
As she should.
And Jamie, for dexterity purposes, which way would you have gone?
I have to give a little shout out to the fact that that Billy Joel song seems to have every piece of the band included in the whole song. So one part or another, you hear an oboe, the piano, the flute, the gosh, I don't even know what else.
Yeah, can you dance to it?
It's a catchy song, but Chain of Fools, come on. That just gets under your skin. It's like the ultimate jam out, cleaning at your house and like, getting down and dirty. I don't know. It's a fun song. So Chain of Fools. I would have never thought it was called that either. I didn't know that.
It's funny you say that because I had no fucking clue it was called that either. I really didn't. But
she said it like 100 times in the song. How do you not know?
No,
because I was. It always sounded like change.
Oh.
It wasn't the focus on the song for me, so I wasn't even thinking about that. I just thought it was funny. I was like, that's, I mean, duh. One of those,
but
like,
I mean,
makes sense.
I never even heard this Billy Joel song until this part of the bracket. I mean, I love Billy Joel, but Scenes from Italian Restaurant, it's too long. I mean, yeah, you're telling a story, but you're telling a story here, but Jesus Christ, like, tone it down a little bit. Like, leave out some details.
Sorry about Brenda and Eddie.
Well, A.A. Ron gets to start off the next matchup, and it's our first play-in of the night to see what's going to round one. And there's only 13-year difference between these songs. We got a 70s versus 80s matchup for Aaron here. And it's number 322, After the Gold Rush by Neil Young from 70, versus number 305, Every Breath You Take by The Police from 83.
Man, these are all like far apart. Almost every one of these has been a far apart ranking for me.
Well, except the one that were both in the 30s, but yeah.
The Police I have at number 27. My notes are Stalker much, but Stuart Cope.
Very much.
Drummer.
Very much. I mean, you called a couple of Lordy songs rapey in the last episode you were on that comes out Friday. But
yeah.
What song against The Police? I'm sorry.
What's
after,
that?
After the gold, after the gold, after Neil the gold Young, rush by, the gold. By Neil Young.
Yeah, after the gold rush, I have ranked number 3. It's just Neil, a piano, and a French horn.
Yeah, it's not in the playlist because Neil Young took all his songs off Spotify. But
and I felt but, like getting high.
Yeah.
And Amanda says Police all day unless it's Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Oh. Please.
But girl Casey, is it After the Gold Rush or Every Breath You Take?
Every Breath You Take.
Well, yeah, because Every Breath You Take, Chancey's behind you, whisper in your ear, I want to be your dog. But Chancey, speaking of you, which way you want to go?
No, he's more like my dominant type, man. I kind of do what he wants.
The smile on his face right now is just fucking classic.
I personally, I'm gonna say, as far as the songs go, I cannot, in good conscience, condone stalking. So I'm gonna have to go with Neil Young.
Whatever.
Right up my alley.
I mean, I could see that. But Harley, is it Neil Young or The Police?
It's Every Breath You Take.
And Jamie, it's all tied up at the moment. Which way you want to go?
If you're tuning in and you can see my face, the reaction was for me actually listening to that song for the first time.
What, Every Breath You Take?
No, I've heard that song.
Oh, okay.
That's the Gold Rush
song. That's horrible.
Oh, I love that song.
What in the F is it doing on this list? Of course it's going to be The Police. Of course.
Neil Young is a fucking saint.
What?
Which means Every Breath You Take is going into the next, it's going into round one because it's fucking The Police. I mean, it's fucking Sting, for God's sake. And it's Every Breath You Take. As stalkery as a song as it fucking 100% is.
I saw Sting. I love that fucking Grateful Dead in Vegas in 93.
Nice. Show your age, vampire.
I wasn't even born in 93.
Shut the fuck up, Lord.
Why did everyone get silent? Jesus Christ, I'm not a child. Like, just because I wasn't born in 93.
Just absorbing
it. Might as fucking well be. That pedophile sitting on the bed next to you. Fucking cradle robber.
Motherfucker, I will fuck you up too.
Waller, is Vito on the bed next to you? Is that why he's saying that?
What? Listen, there's hearsay. Slant.
I take up 3/4 of this bed. Chancey has this much. You think there's room for Vito up in here?
I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't even like having to reach across the remote.
What? Fucking gross. Boy, Casey, which way would you have gone for dexterity purposes?
I'm just going to be straight.
Thank you. This whole episode.
Stalkers.
Is it my turn? Why is it so quiet?
Because I know. Boy, Casey went with stalkers.
Oh.
Boy, Casey went stalkers. That's.
But, girl, Casey. Yep, that's the end. Girl Casey, you get to start this one out. It's the final matchup in this half of round one. And it's going to be number 305, Every Breath You Take by The Police from 1983 versus number 323, All I Have to Do Is Dream by the Everly Brothers from 58.
Oh, nice.
I don't think I know that one. How does it go?
Sing it, somebody.
It's like fucking the chorus, the beginning chorus of it is like, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
I don't
dream, 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 dream.
Oh my God, no, that reminds me of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Jesus.
Okay, that's weird.
I don't want to go with that one.
I don't know what weird that means.
I want to, I'll go with the police.
Yeah. And Chancy?
I don't know that one.
I'm going to go with the one that I sang since I've already committed. So, so I got to go with it.
Well, you know, like in Shark Boy and Lava Girl, where they're like dream, 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 dream.
What? No, I don't know.
And Harley, which way you want to go?
I'm going to go with the dream song.
And Jamie.
Who's it against again?
It's Every Breath You Take versus All I Have to Do Is Dream.
All I Have to Do Is Dream. I love the Everly Brothers. Absolutely.
Alright. I am honestly fine with this matchup going either way because of who it's going to be facing around two. So, I will give one to the Police because I like both. I love both these songs, but I'll give it to the Police just to keep it interesting. But Casey, is it going to be a tiebreaker for Aaron or are you going to go for the Everly Brothers?
I'll go with the Everly Brothers.
And I do remember that, Amanda, when Everly Brothers was in a hotel commercial.
I don't
Which means Everly... TV. It was a long time ago.
Oh.
It was back when watching commercials was a necessity in life. No. But...
Interrupted but the... watching a South Park.
I don't know.
Casey, I swear to God, I'll kick you straight in the nuts. But,
respect your authority.
Hey, Aaron, which way would you have gone for dexterity purposes, even though Everly Brothers moving on to face Aretha Franklin?
I'm going Everly Brothers, 24 to 27. That's the surfiest Everly Brothers song. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. And I already told you my thoughts on the Police stalking much.
And that means the first half of round one is officially over.
Working on a night move, trying to make some front page driving news. Working on a night move in the summertime.
That means the second half of round one is going to get started off. And it does get started off with Chancey, but wait till I read the song, so unmute, please. And it's a 10-year difference. It's... oh, Chancey, I love giving you this one. I really do. It's number 321. I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2 from 87 versus number 304, Trans Europe Express by Kraftwerk from 77.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for because that's the only U2 song that I actually like.
Didn't see that coming at all, but Harley, how about you?
I'm going with U2.
No, comments. Jamie, how about you?
I don't even think I got through the whole Trans Europe Express bullshit. So no. Definitely.
Did you get to the line where they mentioned Iggy Pop and David Bowie?
No. I totally don't even like U2, but I'm going to vote for it.
Oh, see, Amanda's giving Chancey shit for it. Well, I really don't like. Why the fuck did my sensor light just go on my front porch? That's creepy. But,
creepy.
In a way you love, baby girl.
Absolutely but, not. Never fucking talk to me like that again.
But I 100% have to go for Trans Europe Express, because that song actually grew on me. One of the parts of that song was definitely used for like a lot of samples in rap songs in the 90s. So fucking Trans Europe Express.
Extensively.
But I mean, I fucking hate you too. I fucking hate you too. Even though that song is one song I can deal with.
It's a good song. Like, it's a good song on its own.
It is. It is. But the fact that it's Bono makes me want to fucking throw something at the fucking screen. So
fair enough. I mean, that's fine, this, that, and the other. But dude, for real, like, that song is a good song just from the vocal talent alone. And I know, Amanda, it's upsetting, but I just didn't get into you too like everybody else did. But still, I can appreciate
right there with you. I could give a fuck less about you two. Me too. Me too.
I don't fucking think hate. I know any of them.
Hashtag.
Yeah, see, hashtag.
I mean, it's not
really. Fucking Christ. Oh, really right there. Fuck you. Oh, shit. Vapors keep dropping on me. But which way do you want to go there? Oh. You too? You too, Casey? Really? You too?
You know it's an audio medium, right?
And I had a mouth. Hey, Ron. I couldn't talk. Hopefully there was dip too, but hey, Ron, which way you want to go?
Let's see here. You two I have ranked number 28. I don't hate you two. I don't love you two. Kraftwerk I do dig, and that's number 13. It's definitely one of my top 10 favorite Kraftwerk songs. But Pocket Calculator. Check out. I'm an operator of a pocket calculator.
Jeremy?
It's the bomb.
Yes, sir.
Before we move on, can I ask a question? I need to check and make sure Amanda's still awake, because Aaron always puts you to sleep really quickly. So, Amanda, are you still awake?
Would Sid Vicious singing My Way wake her up? Final curtain.
Okay, well, fuck. And Amanda says, LOL, yes, she's here, so. But I hardly get to start this next one off, and fuck, I don't know. Everybody's going to be pissed this matchup, so don't blame me. It's a 90s matchup, and only 4-year difference. It's number 320, California Love by Tupac featuring Roger and Dr. Dre from 95, versus number 303, No Scrubs by TLC from 99.
I'm going with Tupac.
And Harley, you're first.
I said it. I was going with Tupac.
What was that?
She went with Tupac, dude. Tupac.
And Jamie?
Clean the wax out the ears.
So, both overplayed fucking every damn school dance played both of these songs. I'm going to go with No Scrubs, though, because TLC knew how to put them in their place. So you damn right. I don't want you hanging out no passenger side of your best friend's ride, because you probably ain't got no goddamn license anyways, bastard. Or job. Job, boy. No
Scrubs. Well, I mean, Amanda says East Coast for Life TLC, and she also says we do not want No Scrubs. And see, I have expressed my hatred for Tupac on Maniacal Music Musings a couple times already, and I just never liked Tupac. The only saving grace for California Love is that Dr. Dre's on it, and the beat's fire because of him. Other than that, once it gets past his verse, everything else is just garbage. Besides the fact that Cartman sang on South Park, he made it a lot better. Because California,
it's nice to
the homeless. But No Scrubs, I mean, That was one of those songs in the 90s that I was like, I was in middle school when it came out, and like fucking only chicks listened to that song back then, according to most guys. But I fucking actually liked No Scrubs, like, but I for a long time thought it was straight about like the TV show Scrubs. Like, I thought they were actually talking about that. I didn't understand what Scrub was until way later, so.
I can see that. That tracks.
But.
High five.
But, yeah, No Scrubs definitely gets my vote. And Tupac had some decent music. Chance he brought one of his fucking albums on. It was some decent music. It wasn't great, great. I prefer Biggie over Tupac any day of the fucking week. But.
You know, two things can be awesome at the same time. Just saying.
Yeah. Like ICP and Twisted, I know. Uh-huh. But which way you want to go, boy Casey? Tupac or TLC?
Two things. Unlike the not agreeing with the concept that Elton John is a greatest hits artist and not a all around great artist. Thank you very much. West Coast.
You shut your fucking mouth. And he froze. See, you talk that blasphemy, you freeze.
Nah, he represented so hard that it disrupted the entire internet service provider area for like the entire state.
Yep. Truth was recognized.
Yeah.
And Amanda agrees. Biggie was by far better. And Casey, you better not vote for Tupac, she says. Oh, she's going to cut you.
Well, did you not see the West Coast? And I'm not as scared because West Coast, every day of the week, twice on Sunday, eight times on freaking Christmas, is better than the East Side. So, fuck the East Side, West Coast, and Elton John is still a greatest hits artist.
I can't argue with any of those statements, man. I've never been so on board with your opinions, Casey.
This evening. True. You're a gimp now. You can hit him if you want to. But... Aaron, it's all tied. It's tied up. Which way are you gonna bring it, California Love or No Scrubs?
It's the first time I heard the No Scrubs song, because I was a grown ass man when those came out. They weren't in any school dances. I did like that song. It was funny.
First of all, if you're a grown ass man going to school dances, that's creepy.
Well, she said that they played this at every school dance. I said I was a grown ass man when these came out. I ranked it 29. Tupac, number 5. This song is the only acceptable use of autotune. And Inglewood always up to no good. Oakland to Sacktown. Bay Area and back down.
And Amanda says you're done.
Don't be trying to intimidate.
Everybody's going to tell me where they put their Mac down.
And Amanda says you're done fucked up now, AA Ron. But girl Casey, which way you want to go? Are you gonna tie it up for Chancey or are you gonna give it to TLC? Or to give it to Tupac? I don't think it matters either way, but
I choose Tupac.
And I'm pretty sure my co-host does as well.
You know I go straight up. I travel with the Tupac.
Oh, don't try to get in a good side. We're talking about Star Wars.
Who did that? Oh, Jesus. I wasn't paying attention, and all of a sudden, I just heard it.
That's Chancey's sex noise.
No, it is not, Jeremy. Shut the fuck up.
Mating call for elks.
But, Jamie gets to start this next one off, and I apologize for this matchup now. Because you're right, Casey. But it's a decade apart, 80s versus 70s. It's number 319, Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears from 85. Or number 302, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd from 75.
Rat bastard son of a bitch.
I did not make these rankings.
I'm probably going to go with Pink Floyd because I'll never forget one of the first times I heard them was during a laser light show back in middle school and just totally enjoying the shit out of Pink Floyd, followed by Metallica. But it started off with Pink Floyd, so I'm definitely going that route.
Did you see it at the planetarium? But
that's Beastie Boys.
No, that's South Park. Thank you.
Planetarium, intergalactic planetary.
Oh yeah, okay. It's Beastie Boys too, but it's fucking South Park with a classic like second or third season episode where the planetarium was making a cult. But
I'm surprised he doesn't know which season and episode at the same time.
I don't know episodes. Sorry, but I gotta go with Tears for Fears because I am not Pink Floyd fan at all. Besides Another Brick in the Wall, I am not a Pink Floyd fan at all. Like, I feel like you could drop acid to like
dude,
the music.
For fuck's sake, dude, that bass line on Money is the sickest fucking bass line. Like, for anyone who's trying to learn how to play the bass, that is so much fun to play.
Wait a minute. Are you talking? You're not talking Donald Trump's theme song on Apprentice, are you?
Isn't that the one where it's like, money, 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 money?
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah.
That's not the same fucking song. That's not Pink Money fucking get back. Boy.
I'm all right. All right.
I don't care then. But, boy, Casey, which way you want to go?
We'll find it later in the list, motherfucker.
First of all, Tears for Fears versus Pink Floyd. You neck-bearded leprechaun motherfucker.
I'm not neck-bearded. Fuck you. I just have a long beard.
Pink Floyd.
And how dare you make fun of my Scottish ancestry. But
you need to start having lists with all the songs on them, by the way.
I usually do. It's not my fault Neil Young pulled this fucking song off Spotify. And you had to hear the only song on Spotify that was that song was to hear the Kings players fucking sing it.
Quit blaming
it. What was to hear the Kings players fucking sing it? And it sounds like a church choir singing it, for fuck's sake. The real song is so much better than that version. But
I was late to the game, but I posted a YouTube link to it in our chat.
Why do I have to like wish you were here, Amanda? Please enlighten me. But. And it's not bad. It's not horrible. I could listen to it, but it's just where everybody wants to rule the world. One of the most classic A songs of all time. I mean, because you said, Amanda, come get me with your broken fucking ankle in two places. But I mean, it's funny because my son was playing a Roblox game and in the background of the game, they have like everybody wants to rule the world, but like very robotic playing the whole time. And neither of my kids believed me it was a real song, so I pulled it up on Spotify. But so yeah, now my son sings.
He wants to rule the world.
That's basically what it sounds like. But my son basically sings it every time he's in the car now when it plays. But
my son sings it.
Hey, Ron, your robot. Where do you want to go?
Tears for Fears, I have at number 14. I didn't really write down a note. Wish You Were Here, I just wrote, I love how weird that album is, the whole album. It's not my favorite song, but it's number 10. It cracked the top 10. And beats Tears for Fears on my vote.
Waller, which way you want to go? Is Pink Floyd moving on, or are you going for Tears for Fears? Because everybody wants to rule the world. Especially Vito.
I'll get the Pink Floyd one.
Color me surprised, actually. But, Chancey, which way you want to go?
I just got to point this out. Because,
God help us all.
I'm not going to sit here and overlook the fact that you referred to as fucking Everybody Wants to Rule the World as like one of the most iconic 80s songs.
It's pretty iconic.
Gary Newman's fucking Cars was better than this fucking song.
Yeah, but that's a 70s song.
I don't care if it's in the wrong decade. It's still better.
It is. I don't care if it's in the wrong fucking decade.
I don't care.
It was almost an 80s song, but I think it's like a year shy. I think it was like 78, 79.
We'll grandfather him in.
I think I was in sixth grade. How old would I have been? 12, 13?
But like...
You're a vampire. You just think about that?
11, 12 if you're in sixth grade, Aaron.
11, 12. Okay, I make that. So 11 to 12 would have been 79, 78, 79, 79, 80
if it was 12. Anyway. What's your vote,
Chancey? I'm going with fucking Pink Floyd. I cannot fucking believe you sometimes.
Can you not, though?
I shouldn't be surprised at this point, but you never cease to amaze me. The bottomless pit.
I dislike the post Roger Waters Pink Floyd.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
I don't hate Pink Floyd, Aaron. There's a lot of bands I hate a lot more that I would rather not listen to than Pink Floyd.
I thought that was your exact words.
Yeah, dude, those were your exact fucking words.
I hate them, but there's a lot of bands I hate a lot fucking more. Trust me. But
it made my eyes perk up. You said I hate Pink Floyd, aren't you?
Harley, finish us off here. Which way are you going to go? Everybody wants to rule the world, or wish you were here?
Everybody wants to rule the world.
I would have made him rephrase it first, but yeah.
Which means Pink Floyd does move on, unfortunately. But it will be facing one of these two songs. And this one can start off by, oh, look, me. And it's it's the oldest song in this part of the bracket in this matchup. And it's number 318, Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton from 1952 versus a song that is freaking 24 years newer. Number 301, Night Moves by Bob Seger from 76. And Chancey's going to kill me for this, but I prefer Elvis's version of Hound Dog. And
get the fuck out of here. Just be quiet and vote. Don't fucking start that fucking goddamn dude. Do not allow whatever fucking ignorant ass shit that you're about to fucking say exit your fucking drink hole. I swear to fucking God.
I prefer the Elvis version, so I'm over Night Moves, because Night Moves is one of the best fucking songs I've ever heard in my life, and I've loved it for years, so, because I'm working on Night Move. Oof, that fucking beat, that fucking guitar of that song, Jesus Christ. And the piano. Lovely. But, Casey, which way you want to go? That is such a clip, oh my God. I think you silenced Casey.
Is it boy Casey?
Oh, it's boy Casey.
And here we go, she says.
Hound Dog.
What was that, Casey?
He said Hound Dog.
Woof, woof.
And Aaron, is it Big Mama Thornton or Bob Seger?
He said the Bow to the Wow. This is my closest one of the night. This is 15 versus 16. As much as I generally dislike Bob Meager, this is a good song, and the Points of Her Own, Way Up High, Way Up Firm and High bit that cracks me up. I gave the nod to Bob Seger. I can't even believe those words are coming out of my mouth because I don't like Bob Seger, and I do love Big Mama Thornton. They were just right there. It's a very good song. What can I say?
Oh, it is. It's fucking karaoke fucking style shit. Like, you can sing that karaoke, no problem. But Waller, is it Night Moves or Hound Dog?
The wandering
felt the or Night Moves with your hound dog that's next to you. But
Way on the thunder.
Woke last night to the sound of thunder.
It's great.
I'll do the Hound Dog.
And Chancey?
Ain't one but a hound dog crying at the door. Bing, bing. It's fucking Hound Dog, dude.
And Harley, are you going to tie it up for Jamie, or are you going with Hound Dog?
It's Hound Dog.
Doggy dog in the motherfucking house.
Jamie.
Go Bob Seger.
If it was a tiebreaker, would it have been Hound Dog by Big Mama Thornton or Night Moves by Bob Seger?
Bob Seger all day.
God damn it, Harley! Shit, that shit right there deserves some... fuck! But... And, okay. I'm happy I'm last in this next matchup because I really don't give a fuck about it. Because I... but, 60 Chevy. Boy, Casey! 12 years apart, 60s versus 70s. You are starting off number 317, Visions of Johanna by Bob Dylan from 66 versus number 300, Rock Lobster by the B-52s from 78.
No.
Oh, nice!
No Bob Dylan.
Thank you.
No.
And Aaron?
I like Bob Dylan. Don't particularly like Visions of Johanna. Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. It's pretty cool, but yeah, B-52s, I can't hear it without smiling. B-52s are number 6, Bob Dylan number 30.
And Waller, Rock Lobster or Visions of Johanna?
What was the first one?
Rock Visions Lobster. Visions of Johanna by Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Visions of Johanna, Rock Lobster.
A lobster one.
And Chancy Pants.
I'm going with the B-52s, man. Rock Lobster!
Down, down.
And Harley?
Gotta go with Rock Lobster.
And Jamie.
I think I'm voting for Bob Dylan's Visions of Johanna, minus some of the lyrics, so I'm still voting for Bob Dylan.
All right.
That you can't understand?
Yeah, that fucking drawl is fucking annoying as shit. But I honestly hate both these fucking songs of the passion.
Wow.
Rock Lobster is good for like fucking 2 minutes. It was funny when I was a kid, but and you get older, it's like good for 2 fucking minutes. And then that fucking dumbass girl starts making all these fucking different animal noises, and it's just like, oh my gosh, shut this shit the fuck off.
Keeps blowing my mind that these songs are out. When
what do you have against 2 minutes?
But I mean, I fucking also hate Bob. I hate Bob Dylan with a fucking passion because of that fucking drawl, and he's just a fucking hippie. So I mean. I'll get to Bob Dylan in this matchup just for fuck's sake, but I honestly don't want either of these songs to move past second round, and I'm pretty sure they fucking won't, so I'm happy with this. But Rock Lobster does move on, as I kind of predicted. As I kind of predicted it would, but...
You heard what he said. You heard what he said.
What did he say?
That neither of the two of these are getting out of the second round. Challenge accepted.
You can say that all you want there, sir, but you can say that all you fucking want, but because the next songs
are going to get started. Bob Dylan was not a hippie.
Oh, fuck, he was. But the next matchup is going to get started off by Aaron, speaking of the man, and it's a 9-year difference, the 50s versus 60s matchup, and it's number 316, Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las from 65 versus number 299, I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins from 56.
Well, Shangri-Las, that's a tragic story. But Screamin' Jay Hawkins, that's the first shock rock performance. Number 18, I Put a Spell on You over number 25, Leader of the Pack.
Well, which way are you going to go there, Waller? Leader of the Pack or I Put a Spell on You?
I Put a Spell on You.
You're damn straight. But Chancy, which way you want to go?
Dude, I'm absolutely going with I Put a Spell on You because much like what Aaron said, fucking he was the first shock rocker, dude. That guy walked so Gwar could fucking come on people.
Do you know his shtick? He used to like come out of a coffin and sing into a skull microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, Chancey got came on by fucking Odorous Ungaris, so
I'm talking about Screaming Jay.
Oh, I know you are, but he was the fucking original Undertaker. But Chancey got fucking came on by Odorous Ungaris, so he knows about Gwar's shock rock. Oh, he wasn't happy about it, but he just happened to be behind the only girl in the audience. So
in the front row. I'm sure she wasn't the only woman in the audience, but she was the only one in the front row.
And Amanda says if it's not Nina Simone, I don't want that song. I don't know what song she's talking about.
Rope off stage. What did he do?
Jancy, go ahead.
Silence of the Lambs style, or did he jerk it on stage? I got an inquiring minds now.
So it's like a giant cod piece with a fucking hose running to the back.
Gotcha.
So he just basically like squeezed it to flip the switch to the on position and just fucking fire hosed it like a fucking madman.
Alrighty then.
Where the fuck was it? Harley, is it I Put a Spell on You or Leader of the Pack?
I Put a Spell on You.
Mm-hmm. Which means Screaming Jay Hawkins moves on. And
as you should.
Which means Screaming Jay Hawkins will face the B-52s in the next round.
She said.
And Screaming Jay Hawkins was actually originally in our Halloween songs bracket with that song. So
nice.
But which way you want to go there, Jamie? Leader of the Pack or I Put a Spell on You?
Oh, this actually deserves a giant fuck you because I love both of these songs. Love them.
Get me on Nipply here.
We're getting lower down the list, so it's going to be harder and harder.
My cousin and I used to do a lot of karaoke growing up, and we had other family members that did too, and we loved both of these songs. But I have to say, Leader of the Pack probably brings up more memories for me. So, Leader of the Pack, vroom, vroom.
See, I have to go with I Put a Spell on You because Leader of the Pack is fucking annoying with those motorcycle sounds. It really is. And I Put a Spell on You was... I prefer Marilyn Manson's version, but I mean, I Put a Spell on You 100%. And I will gladly... Screaming Jay Hawkins was amazing as well, so I'll gladly for his version as well.
And it can be a sexy song. I love both of these songs, so I ain't mad either way.
And I would be remiss not to mention Hocus Pocus when I talk about I Put a Spell on You.
Gonna say that too, so thank you.
Because, I mean, that was actually the first time I heard that song was Hocus Pocus because I was a kid when that came out, so I mean, that was the first time I heard that song, for sure. But, boy, KC, finish us off here. Which way you want to go? Leader of the Pack or I Put a Spell on You?
I'm voting for Shanna Put a Spell on Chansey.
Shanna would. But, fuck. Well, girl Casey starts off the next matchup to see what... Actually, okay, no. This is a new matchup. So, girl Casey starts off this matchup. I wish boy Casey was starting it out. I really do. But, girl Casey, it's a... 9-year difference, and it's number 315. I Love Supreme, Part 1, Acknowledgement by John Coltrane from 64. Fuck me. Versus number 298, Jungle Land by Bruce Springsteen from 75. And Casey's like, fuck, Jeremy, right now.
I don't know any of these ones.
Really?
Chance, you're supposed to give me the playlist today. God damn it.
What were the options again? Sorry.
It's John Coltrane, A Love Supreme, Part 1, Acknowledgement.
I'll go with John, that one. Jungle Land. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Coltrane?
No, John. Is that the same thing?
John Coltrane, yeah.
Yeah.
And a man says I'm going to get yelled at. John Coltrane is overrated. Which I'm leaving that up there until Chancey gets back. And where the fuck is he? Because it's his phone.
No, he's literally standing right here. He can hear you.
Yeah, I caught it.
And I mean, Rona? Amanda said people act like he, and that's where she ended it. So, but yeah, which way you want to go, Chancey? Is it John Coltrane or Bruce Springsteen? Bruce Springsteen. Fuck me.
I'm gonna go with John Coltrane.
All right. And
I'm really bad with like the names. I need to hear it.
Oh, well, trust me. I mean, John Coltrane, I don't know if you would have heard this even if you...
He's a jazz player. He's a band leader.
Jazz is cool.
A sax player.
And as Amanda said, people act like he isn't the only one, is the only one who played amazing jazz.
Miles Davis! Which is,
but which way you want to go there, Harley? Is it John Coltrane or Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen.
Damn right.
And Jamie, is it Bruce Springsteen, or why can't I say his name tonight, or John Coltrane?
Dang it, I'm still trying to listen to the Jungle Land to figure out if I like it or not. No.
Well, you got to listen to Clarence's sax solo.
I already did. See, that's the problem. I'm already digging the.
It's a battle of the sexes.
It's a battle of the fucking awesome.
Clarence versus Coltrane. I didn't even realize that.
Bruce.
Okay. Nope. We're doing John Coltrane. Final answer. Thank you.
John Coltrane's one.
And I'm sorry, Casey, but I liked John Coltrane's Love Supreme 1,000 times. I mean, it reminded me of Hey Arnold's music he played in his room all the time. So I have to go with John Coltrane over Bruce Springsteen, because, I mean, Springsteen...
Because of the cartoon.
No, really. It's because of the songs, and I like Springsteen. I fucking love Springsteen when he does a lot of songs. But Jungle Land is just too fucking long. It could have been condensed into a fucking 4-minute song and been fine. Like, it's
the magnum opus of Born to Run.
No, it's not, because we had...
You said magnum opus.
It's the conclusion of the story of Rat
Casey,
and Bear, Girl.
No, because Casey brought Born to Run on Monaco Music.
But I'm just,
no, I didn't know.
I know.
Playing devil.
Oh, no, no. You brought
Born in the USA.
Yeah, Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
Mm-hmm. It took me a minute, but that came to me as I was saying that, but...
Born to Run. That's the one Bruce album to really dig.
But I'm going with Coltrane because I actually like that song better. Jungle Land's an amazing song, but it's just too fucking long. Like, fucking, you could have cut that in half and been good. But
I think
Casey, probably now's your chance now's your chance to rant, Casey.
Chancey,
is there?
He doesn't like it because it ran too long. He's not a fan of things that go longer than a minute.
No. 2 minutes. I have pills for that, good sir. But Casey, your rant can come now because it's you get to go Bruce versus John.
Bruce.
Yeah. No rant? Oh, come on. But, Aaron, which way would you have gone for dexterity purposes?
Let's see here. For Bruce, I got him number 8. Coltrane's number 2. It is Clarence Clemens' finest moment. And barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain is the most Springsteen lyric ever. But, yeah, Coltrane, what is there to say? I thought this would be my number 1, but ain't no sunshine's on the list. Boom, 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 boom.
Well,
supreme. A love supreme. Love Supreme.
I mean, yeah, I fucking love. I never really listened to Coltrane until I heard this song, and I fucking like this song a lot.
This is both these artists' masterpiece work.
It was on South Park. Kind of.
Born to Run's Springsteen's masterpiece, and Love Supreme is Coltrane's masterpiece.
Well, I mean, Casey, not I mean, song I'm sure
Born to Run, but.
I'm sure Isaac Hayes, a.k.a. Chef, sang some masterpieces that are right up there with Coltrane, but that means that
Coltrane, the improvisation that he brought to things inspired Santana. He walked so the Grateful Dead and Fish could run.
Oh, I know who Coltrane is. I took a history of American music class in fucking college. I know who Coltrane is, but. Yeah. But that means Chancey gets to start off the final playing of the night to see who's going to round one.
Improvisational music is my bag, baby.
Oh, I know. But Chancey gets to start this one out. And Chancey, there's only a 1 year difference between these songs. It's a 60s matchup for you, buddy. And it's number 313, The Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 67. Versus number 297, Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys from 66.
I'll go with, I'm going to go with Smokey Robinson on this one. The Beach Boys and are cool. The Beach Boys are cool and shit, but like, got to show love to Smokey.
Well, I mean, that's your nickname, but.
Okay.
Harley, which way are you going to go?
Ain't No Sunshine.
That's not this choice. It's not an option.
Tears of a Clown or Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Oh, Beach Boys.
And Jamie?
Definitely going to go with Wouldn't It Be Nice. It just has too many memories that brings up happiness and just sunshine and all sorts of good shit. So always Beach Boys there.
I mean, okay. That means it brings it down to me. Not for the sideboard, of course, but. And yes, Wouldn't It Be Nice is fun, Amanda, but Wouldn't It Be Nice is also a fucked up song in a way, because wouldn't it be nice if we were older so we could fuck like we want to, but I mean, it's...
I don't think that's what they said, buddy.
That's not what they said, but that's what they're fucking implying 100%.
And then we'd be happy. Yeah.
Exactly. Then they'd be happy. But I mean, I love Wouldn't It Be Nice. I for Lisa from Yahoo Podcast, I love the fucking Beach Boys. I truly do. They're one of my first major bands I loved when I was a kid. And Wouldn't It Be Nice is fucking incredible. And yeah, it is, but Tears of a Clown. I never actually even known the name of that song because I couldn't understand what the fuck they're saying in the chorus. But I love that fucking song. I love the fucking melody in between the fucking them singing. Like, it's fucking incredible. My vote was 100% going for Smokey Robinson. Yeah, that right there. The fucking what Aaron just whistled. Like, I fucking have been hearing that in store since I was a kid, and I fucking loved it, but I just never knew what it was called. Well, it's now 100% my Spotify like list, so I'm tying this up. I'm going with Smokey Robinson. And I mean, there's an awesome Fresh Prince episode, too, where the whole family's dancing to that song.
I was coming.
I want to recommend to you the general public version. They're a ska band, so it's the same song, but with cool British accents. Rankin Roger and Dave Wakeling's accents.
Don't care. Smokey Robinson gets it. Smokey Robinson gets it!
Listen to it.
Send it to me and I will. But Casey, which way do you want to go, boy Casey? Is it Smokey Robinson or the Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
And Aaron, it's all you could tie it up for girl Casey. Is it Smokey Robinson or Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys, we're back to another masterpiece album, actually. It's the first song on Pet Sounds. And you pointed out that it's like written from a child's point of view, but yeah, it's a great song, but it ain't.
Well, okay, I did not say child's point of view. No.
Well, it is.
It could have been written by a fucking teenager who wants to get married. It could be written by a teenager who wants to get married and have sex when they're older because it was the 60s.
And you know, it's actually kind of like a motherfucker there, dude.
When I say child, I include teenagers.
Okay, well, I don't consider teenagers children because I have children and they're not.
Fuck? Teenagers are children or kids. Well, teenagers are kids.
No, they're teenager. I mean, they're children.
They're still kids.
They could be your kids, but they're not technically kids. They're teenagers. That's a whole different aspect of life.
They still need permission to do literally almost everything until they're 18. They're kids.
Right.
Oh, I mean,
he's not
looking
straight pedophile.
They joined the military.
Yeah. And I did mean kid the way she's saying. But yeah, it's
like, I don't call teenagers kids because I'm not that far from being a fucking teenager. I'm really not.
Really naive kid, probably first relationship thing.
I mean, I don't call teenagers kids. They're young adults. They're fucking young adults. Yeah. They need to start having fucking responsibility like they're young adults at that age. Like anyway, when I was a teenager, I was fucking working. I was having responsibility.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, number 11. A great song. Just like Pagliacci did, I try to keep my sadness hid. And I wrote down here that I love the general public version even more.
So, Smokey Robinson, get your vote?
Tears of a Clown, yeah. Number 11 versus number 23.
Dude, at least it's going to be so disappointing you between this one and the last one. I swear to God, you wrote down the Beach Boys and the Monkees. But, Girl Casey, you are the tiebreaker to see what's going into round one. Is it Tears of a Clown or Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Unlike Casey, I don't let my podcast hosts influence my rankings.
Oh! Shots fired. But Girl Casey.
Product placement.
I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, no.
I was shooting fires at
Boy
Casey.
Don't worry, you didn't miss anything.
I said that unlike Casey, I don't let my podcast co-hosts influence my rankings.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I'll go with Wouldn't It Be Nice.
I just fear for my life.
I saw that. Do you know Tears of a Clown? I just got to ask.
I need to hear it.
Ah, fuck. You guys sing the
clown,
baby. Well, if there's a smile on my face,
don't know it.
Only that trying to fool the public. When it comes down to loving you, losing you. Now, honey, that's quite a different subject. I'm going general public.
Yeah. Aaron, Amanda says you need to check your... Amanda says you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. But, and...
Like my ranking Roger imitation.
But that means we're in the final matchup of round one. And Harley gets stars off. It's number 314. Not true. Hour and a half later, thank you. But and that's pretty normal for these.
Feels
fuckers.
Like 2.5 hours.
That's pretty normal for these parts, dude. Come on, it's Rolling Stones, or Rolling Stones, say. But that means Harley. It's gonna be a fucking 3-year difference in these songs. It's a '60s matchup. It's number 314. I Want to Be Your Dog by the Stooges from 1969. Or 297, Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys from 1966.
I'm going to go with the Beach Boys.
And Jamie?
Listening.
Now I want to be your dog.
I fucking love that song. That's like one of Iggy Pop's best songs, dude. One of them.
I know, it's pretty catchy.
And now I wanna
that's not solo Iggy, but yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with Beach Boys. Too many good memories to that.
Sonic Youth cover of I Wanna Be Your Dog is really good too.
Okay.
As much as
I love I Wanna Be Nice because of 51st Dates and it's an amazing song to begin with. I fucking fell in love with I Want to Be Your Dog by the Stooges on this fucking playlist, so I Want to Be Your Dog is definitely the Stooges song I want to go on in this bracket, to possibly the finals even. So, and having to hear Sid Vicious sing it, or Gary Oldman technically sing it today, and Sid and Nancy, is just fucking horrible. Like, no, I was like, no, that
makes a difference. Oh, he did sing I Want to Be Your Dog, that's right.
And I was like, I was like, that's a fucking Iggy Pop song, you fucking asshole. But, and I even said to my wife, I'm like, how the fucking dare he sing that song? But Sid Vicious, you fucking junkie.
Oh, but, so we're acknowledging you have a wife, right? Okay.
I acknowledge I have a wife on most shows, thank you. But, and all my audience knows that shit. But, yeah, I Want to Be Your Dog is definitely, because, I mean, I have met some people in my life who are into dog play and pet play and all that shit. So, just saying, there's some pet play shit that we talk about on Bastards all the time. Pet play is perfectly acceptable. We don't kink shame on any show I'm on. So, Casey, is it I Want to Be Your Dog or Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Which one?
Boy, Casey, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were in the second round?
We will be if you cast your damn vote. Come on now.
I think he did.
I did. Wouldn't it be nice?
He did. I had to fuck with him. I had to. But hey, Ron, is it the Stooges or Beach Boys?
First, I want to correct myself from earlier. That ska version of Tears of a Clown is the English Beat. It's the other project. And it's not general public, it's English Beat. Dave Wakely and Ranking Roger had two different bands concurrently. But back to this one, yeah, I Want to Be Your Dog, 19-23.
And girl, Casey, it's all tied up at the moment. Is it I Want to Be Your Dog or Wouldn't It Be Nice?
The first one.
And Chansey is I Want to Be Your Dog moving on, or are you giving it to Wouldn't It Be Nice to tie it up for Harley?
Yeah, fucking Iggy Pop is moving on, dude.
Thank you, God.
Harley already voted.
You're right, she did. So actually, Chansey was a tiebreaker. I didn't even fucking do my math right. What can I say, Casey? Counting is hard.
Maths are hard for you.
They didn't used to be, but when you're trying to pay attention to podcasting, hosting, and shit like that, yeah, it gets a little hard. But, and that means that round one is officially fucking over an hour and 38 minutes, basically. Hey, wait till we get to the top 50, because the top 50 is a 50-song bracket. We might have to split into two different recordings. I'm just saying. We might have to. It just might be the way it goes down, but...
Dream. Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream.
Girl Casey, where can they find you if they want to find you or if you want to be found?
Meh.
Well, you can follow one of her. If you could find the one of her right, which we'll get to in a bit, then you could find her again as well, probably. Chance. But. Harley, where can they find... Actually, I didn't hear that either, Aaron, but...
You can find her on Chansey.
Thumbs up from Chansey on that one. But, Harley, where can they find you?
You can find me on The Asylum with Harley every Sunday night where we go live. This Sunday's episode is Serial Killer Couples, and you can also find me on the Mod Squad Network.
And Jamie, where can they find your mouthy self?
Well, typically if you just use one of the name or handles down below, you can find me on most of the social media outlets. Not liking that TikTok-y or Twitter crap, X, whatever the F it's called these days. You know, I don't know. You can find me if you really want. Just not on those, because those are really dumb.
make the people watch the video. I fucking like it. But
yeah, for audio people, do you want to say what your handle is?
Oh yeah, Slipknot Chica 17 or Slipknot Chica. That's typically what you can find me under. Or Jamie, if you spell my name right. You got to learn how to spell my name, though.
You and Chansey, I swear to God. But
we got another detective game.
Boy, Casey, where can they find you?
An Evening at the Movies drops at least one episode every Wednesday morning, bright and early. Definitely for the next couple months, we're looking at probably at least two episodes every Wednesday morning. So lots of greatness is planned for the next couple months, so stay tuned for that. You can also find me every Tuesday night along with my cohorts in the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. When we do our draft, it's lots of fun, and if you're not watching live, then you're missing out, because when it's live, that's when we dig it the most.
And Aaron, where can they find you?
You can find my dulcet tones on the Yeah podcast with Lisa and Phil, my awesome co-hosts. Check us out.
And Chancelot, where can they find you besides...
You know where to find me.
In the darkest corners of their minds.
That's right. That's about right.
Casey.
In the sex dungeon.
All right, go slap Vito. And then tell them where they can find you.
So TikTok and Instagram is the Red Eye Roundtable. X is the Red Eye Table. And, you know, Chansey, Facebook. Find me. Bring an album that hasn't been on. You win.
Short and sweet. Yeah. I love it, buddy. I love it.
I bet I know an album that hasn't been on.
Aaron, I guarantee you know like fucking 50 albums I've been on, but you can find both your musers on Facebook as Uncensored, Untamed, and Unapologetic Podcast Collective. You cute. And you can find us on you can find us on XX Baby and the Gram as at Juggalo Bastard. You can find us on TikTok as at Juggalo Bastard Podcast. And you can find us on YouTube as Maniacal Music Musings, and feel free to check us out on Parapost Network, where we stream live every time, because perfect home for any vodcast or podcast.